Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Do you have a great company? Do you believe your company is great? Can you stand on top of your desk? Can you go to the street corner and you can yell, "My company is great. Do business with me. I am the company. I've got the leadership. I've got great employees. I've got great products and services. You want to do business with me." And if you can't say that your company is great, why can't you say that? What keeps you from saying your company is great? What do you need to improve upon in your business so that you can shout it from the rooftops? So people believe you. You just have that it factor, you know, like the movie stars on the screen where people just say, "I want to see that movie over and over again because this particular actor just comes across the screen and they are my hero. They are the person I enjoy watching on the screen." Are you the person that has the company that people enjoy doing business with? "Well, my company is okay. You know, we get along, we sell the product. Why would I want to do business with you if you were just okay? When I'm doing business with you, I am putting my well-being in your hands as the consumer or as business to business. I am saying I am trusting you to perform this task, to provide this service that's going to help me make money or maybe remodel my house or buy a new car or go to the grocery store." Think about it. What keeps you from yelling about your greatness, and what keeps you from putting yourself in a position of being so excited about your company and so excited about your product and service that you take and translate that excitement to your coworkers, to your employees? You are so convinced. You are so convincing. You are so motivated. You are so just up on top of everything, and when you see something that's not working, you just jump right on it and you make it right. And the people that work for you, when they go out to see your customers or your clients, they project that it factor that people just want to do business with you because they know you've got it. And it means that you're going to make their life better or you're going to help them make a profit, and you are superior. There's going to be no stress. If there's a problem, you're going to just jump on it and take care of it for your customers or clients. If you can't do that, then you've got to sit down and you've got to think about why. Is it your leadership? Is it how you hire people? Is it your product or service? Is it your marketing? You're a leader. Leaders lead. Leaders make their companies great. So I want you to understand how to make your company great. And if your company is great, how are you going to keep your company great? How are you going to make it even greater? How are you even going to get more of the market share? How are you going to continue this legacy that you have that people want to do business with you? Interesting, isn't it? It's an interesting thought. So let's be great every single day. Let's walk into our office. Let's turn the door. Let's walk into our factory in the morning. Let's just be ready to do business, ready to take on problems, ready to help our customers, ready to motivate our employees. And you will create a great company. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Can connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.